This winter, the United Kingdom has witnessed hundreds of thousands of workers take industrial action. Network Rail RMT union members have been in a protracted row for nearly a year. Teachers, along with London Underground drivers, civil servants, junior doctors, academics, librarians, and other university staff, have expressed their serious concerns about their jobs, pay, and working conditions. Early next month, passport office workers are set to strike. PCS General Secretary Mart Sirwatka said, "They seem to think if they ignore our members, they'll go away. But how can our members ignore the cost of living crisis when 40,000 civil servants are using food banks, and 45,000 of them are claiming the benefits they administer themselves?" Despite shareholder profits, workers have seen only a small increase in their take-home pay in recent years. In fact, average real pay, with inflation, is lower now than it was in 2008. With wages stagnant for years, workers are now facing double-digit inflation while receiving pay rises of single digits. We live in a time where many feel left behind, whose concerns and needs are unheard and unseen. Tonight's Gospel presents the story of a man who felt this way as well. He, along with hundreds of other people, was looking for help, and he'd been seeking it for a long time, something like 38 years. He was struggling, and the more time he waited, the more difficult things got. No one offered help. Be patient, he might have thought. But for how long? Sadly, this was a man without any bargaining chips. He didn't have access to funding options, neither did he have the right connections. He needed people to take an interest. He needed someone to stand up for him. In this story, we see someone doing just that. And it shouldn't surprise us. Throughout Scripture, we read that this is God's nature, to notice human needs and respond. It is a godly quality to even out power imbalances, to help those who are ignored and excluded, to make sure the hungry are fed and the rich evacuated from their inaccessible palaces. If you want to know whose side God is on in a dispute, you don't have to use your imagination. God knows what's transpiring and doesn't need to be convinced of the rough time people are having. God doesn't require a complex negotiation strategy. In fact, God doesn't even need to be asked for help. God identifies pain and trouble wherever it is. It's a state with which God is intimately acquainted. So as you face tough times, remember, you're not alone. There's someone who understands, who has your best interests at heart, a campaigner for your freedom and joy. Someone with power sees what's happening, and hears your petition, even if you only whisper. You have an advocate. It is no less than the eternal God.